The dominant objective of this administration is corruption and lawlessness. The first thing that they did was they sacked 17 inspectors general. Those are the people who are actual corruption fighters mm-hmm. within the departments and the agencies. These are the people who ferreted out $91 billion worth of waste, fraud, and abuse in the government.
They argue it's within their political power to do so.
Oh, there's no doubt it is, but they sacked them. Actually, it's not within their political power to do so in a lawless way. They have to notify Congress first, mm-hmm. 30 days in advance, and they have to set forth the specific reasons for why an inspector general is being fired. They never did that. And the reason, of course, is because they want to pursue agendas of corruption across the board. They're saying they're not going to enforce the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. They are shutting down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has saved American consumers $31 million in bank overdraft charges, credit card late fees from corporations completely inflated and having nothing to do with actual charges and so on. Mm-hmm. They're getting rid of anything in the government that supports consumers, that supports citizens against the ripoff artists who are their friends.